Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
Yeah, let's get at it. Good morning, Andrew. Welcome to Life and Taxes. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Mike.
And what's new out in the world of life and taxes?
Well, it's definitely coronavirus centered. You know, thank goodness that the IRS decided to extend the tax filing deadline to July 15th because the stimulus plans that they're implementing and the SBA plans, the loan programs that they've implemented, they're all tax centered.
Yeah.
They're all tax-based. And so the fact that they're all tax-based means that CPAs are doubly busy this time of year.
They sure are.
Not only are they working on individuals and businesses' taxes and making sure they're hitting that July 15th, the new deadline, but they're also having to help implement these plans as well. And, you know, we talk about day-to-day with coronavirus. You know, the numbers change daily. The guidance changes daily. The interpretation of the bills that were passed changes daily. And so that's one of the things that's very important for our listeners. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of questions, and we'll start this morning with the stimulus checks.
The free money.
The free money. And go through just some FAQs. And that's one good thing that the service is doing. And so this is one thing that I will encourage our listeners to do. If you have questions regarding eligibility for stimulus payments, or the tax filing deadlines that we went through last week, or, you know, these SBA programs, they are doing a good job of coming up with FAQs, frequently asked questions.
On their websites.
On their websites.
Yep.
So, you know, I do encourage you, if you have questions, start there and just, you know, look at these FAQs that the IRS is putting out, because as I said, they update them. So when new questions arise, they'll add a frequently asked question. You know, one of the big questions that we had this past week in our office, one of our clients called up and said, "Hey, I don't file a tax return.
How will they find me?
My only income is Social Security."
Yeah.
And, you know, there was guidance initially, and this is where I said it changes day to day, which was, you know, you're good. As long as you get a 1099 from Social Security, they've got your information. You know,
your banking information or even your
address.
That's
right. Because your check's being direct deposited to your account.
Yep.
You got your 1099. They will be able to find you. Then they kind of flip flopped a little bit and said, well, to make things easier, just go ahead and file a, you know, an informational return where basically you're just filing saying you don't owe anything. But then the guidance now has come back the other direction, which says if you just get Social Security, or you get Social Security plus a small amount of income that doesn't require you to file, don't worry about filing. They're going to find you, quote unquote. And then if individuals are saying, well, I want to be doubly sure, one of the good things that the service is doing is they're working on an online portal as we speak for people to be able to input some information into the system to be able to help, you know, get their check sooner, faster, easier. Now, of course, the big alarm bells going off in my head right now is inputting information to an online portal, you know, with you got to make sure you're putting it in the right place. And I'm sure that's a hacker's dream right there, relative to fake portals and things of that nature. So we'll be careful.
Right.
Be careful, because that's not up and operational yet. Not open and operational yet regarding an online portal to input any information, banking information, et cetera, to get your check sooner.
Because they're going out this month.
The next three weeks is the plan. And who gets them is basically anyone who, individuals up to $75,000, married couples, up to $99,000, $75,000 is where you start to phase out. Married couples, $199,000, you start to phase out at $150,000. And it is impacted if you have qualifying children. They do bump your numbers up a little bit. So if you hit, if you're at that 199 mark for married filing jointly, but you have a couple kids, you could still get a little bit of a, get a little bump there.
Is that adjusted gross?
That's AGI.
AGI
numbers. And then how will they know where to send my payment? Plus $500 per qualifying child. So if you got a child that's under 17 or under, you're looking at an additional $500.
That's claimed as a dependent.
Each qualifying child, And one of the things, you know, I had a child in 2019, and the guidance was go ahead and get your filing made for 2019 to make sure they have the information relative to your dependent, your mm-hmm. qualifying child, in order to take advantage of the additional $500. Because, you know, if they were going on my 2018 information, which is what they would base it off of, if you don't have your 2019 information filed, you know, they wouldn't see that I had a dependent. So anybody who had a child in 2019 who hasn't filed your taxes yet, probably a good idea to get those taxes filed and taken care of if at all possible, because you could be leaving $500 on the table at the moment. Now, what I will say is that you would get that when you file your 2020 taxes, because the way this plan is being implemented is it's a refundable tax credit, immediately refundable. And then what happens is they do a reconciliation process, Mike. Now stay with me here. They do a reconciliation process where they look at what your income is for 2020. And if you got too much money because your income went up, they're not going to come get it back.
They won't claw back.
They will not claw back.
Okay.
If you happen to not get enough, then they will make up the difference when you get your tax refund check at the end of the day.
So a family that gives birth to a child after January 1st of 2020, are they going to get a child check?
When they file their taxes
next year. You got to wait. Okay. That's good to know.
So that's kind of the intricacies here I think the
individual who's going to have heartburn is that person who hasn't filed taxes over the last couple of years and is kind of an itinerant who moves from friend's house to friend's house to friend's house and is hearing this free money. Where's mine? You don't exist as far as the IRS is concerned.
Yeah, and that's why I said I would tell that person, you know, make sure you got your, if you haven't, get your 2019 return filed ASAP. Because that way they've got your information, they'll be able to get it to you, because they're going to use that 2019 return if at all possible. That's the one they want to use. Mm-hmm. And if you have gotten a refund, they'll just direct deposit your check right into there. So if you're eligible for the $1,200, boom, you're going to see $1,200 hit your account.
Now, a quick review to the listeners who weren't here last week. The extension's been made to file your taxes if you owe to July 15th, correct?
Correct.
Do you have to make any notification to ask for that extension on April 15th?
None.
Nothing. Just nothing. So
nothing.
File, you know, your deadline now is the 15th. And
correct.
then the guys who pay quarterly, that gets a little different, right? It's 213.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a payment that's still due June 15th.
Yeah.
Your second quarter payment still due June 15th. And then your first quarter payment is due July 15th.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a weird one there. So estimated taxes are still going to be collected in a different order.
Could cause a little hiccup in your cash flow if you're in that situation, because you're going to be doing payment, you know.
That's right.
It's not spread out. So sorry, Andrew, I digress.
Not a problem. I think it's important because all this information can get a little bit, you know, a little bit confusing. The bottom line is that for these stimulus checks, you know, I would encourage our listeners to make sure that you get that 2019 return filed if it's gonna help you in any way, shape, or form. If you have a qualifying child, if your income dipped in 2019 from 2018, go ahead and get it filed. Make sure that they have your current information. I mean, those are all good things. But, you know, don't risk yourself in doing so, because as I said, they're gonna make up for it on the back end.
Right.
You know, you're still gonna get money.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the full amount that you should have gotten if you got your 2019 return in. But they will make up for it when you get your 2020 taxes filed. I know that's a year from now, so it's not much help currently, but it is something that you can at least hang your hat on if you can't get your 2019 return done.
And again, this is free money. It's not going to come with taxes taken out when you receive it initially, and it's not going to be something you have to claim when your next year's taxes as income in any form, fashion.
100% correct.
Wow.
And as I said, you know, no taxes due on the money, no taxes withheld on the money. And then as I said, if you happen to get too much, they're not going to claw you back. So they're going to say, you know, look, we recognize that everyone's hurting right now. If you happen to turn things around later in the year and go, you know, do really well and make more money, well, good for you.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to touch on, Mike, is, this program out there. And this is one that I want to encourage our listeners, to make sure that they're aware of. It is under the Coronavirus Aid Relief Economic Security Act, the CARES Act. That is a $349 billion stimulus package, specifically for payroll protection program. And this is for businesses with less than 500 employees, and you can get a loan to basically float 8 weeks of payroll, rent, mortgage interest, and utilities. So there's a formula here that you come up with about what your payroll is, the amount that you're eligible for, the rent that you take into account, your utilities, which include your electricity, your water, your cable, your internet, your telephone. So those are in, those are all things that you can get together. It's being implemented by banks. So, and this is one where the banks and CPA firms are kind of partnering together to, number one, generate the loan paperwork to get the loan processed. Then the CPA firm makes sure that the numbers are correct. And at the end of the day, Mike, if you spend the money on payroll, on rent, on utilities, it's forgiven. Now, let me repeat that.
Wow.
It is forgiven. So this is a very big plan. This is a the payroll protection program. I would encourage any of our listeners out there who are struggling to make payrolls as we speak to look into this program.
Yeah.
Now, there's other loan programs that are out there, but this one in particular, because of the forgiveness element to it, it is a very attractive program for individuals to make sure they continue to pay employees. But the idea is that you got to keep your payroll steady. You know, they want you to be able to not, you know, lay people off. So just be aware of that. And it's one that I want to bring to our attention. I know we're out of time, but if you have questions, you know, certainly shoot me an email, afoster@harvellandcollins.com. I can send you some information relative to it. And then obviously, you know, contact your local banker.
Yep.
And see if you
qualify.
You just qualify for this program, because it is very good for our local businesses.
Small businesses.
Correct.
Or call Andrew at Harvell & Collins, 252-726-9050. Go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thank you, Andrew. Excellent information. Life and taxes.